CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump spent part of his Atlanta rally Saturday criticizing Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp, blaming him for his 2020 loss to Joe Biden as he looked towards November and his matchup with Vice President Kamala Harris.
You have a candidate who is fake. On the other hand, you have a president who will fight.
The vice president meeting this weekend with potential running mate. She's expected to begin a swing state tour on Tuesday with her selection. Tropical storm Debbie getting stronger, expected to become a hurricane before it makes landfall in Florida's Big Bend region Monday morning, bringing life-threatening flooding, wind and storm surge. And the world watching the Middle East, where Iran expected to retaliate against Israel after the recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. Today at the Olympics, the world's fastest man will be crowned. It's the 100-meter dash. This is ABC News. A new Oklahoma law eliminates the statute of limitations on rape cases in the state.
It's a huge win for Oklahoma women, says State Senator Jessica Garvin.
It allows for prosecutors to go after anyone who has offended someone, raped, assaulted someone, even if it were 20 years ago, as we process these backlogged cases.
Even 50-year-old cases, says the state lawmaker, who points out that Oklahoma is dealing with a large backlog of DNA evidence in rape cases. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The man who stole a bronze Jackie Robinson statue that was cut off at its ankles and found days later in a trash can in Kansas was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Most of Ricky Alderete's sentence was related to a burglary that happened a few days after the statue theft in January. The replacement statue of Robinson is set to be unveiled in Wichita tomorrow. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick thought about a word you may have heard recently, shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is when companies give us less of something but charge us the same or even more. Cottonelle and Charmin toilet paper, Dawn Ultra dish soap, Crest toothpaste, Gain detergent, Hershey's Kisses, Reese's peanut butter cups, you are not hallucinating. There really are fewer Fritos in that bag because now it has 9.25 ounces instead of 9.75 ounces in it. Now, some U.S. politicians are talking about reining in these companies. In France, companies that shrinkflate food over there, they have to say so on their packages. You know, I'd love to see that over here too, just so I know what I'm paying for and I know when I'm paying less. If you want to help me and the millions of other Work Money members hold these companies accountable, join us. It's free. You can sign up at workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. While violent crimes like homicide are on the decline in the U.S., advocates say murder rates are still too high. Will Waukee reports.
Violent crime rates in major U.S. cities are continuing to fall from the heights they reached during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to a new report from the Council on Criminal Justice. But advocates say there's still a lot of work to do to control crime, especially gun deaths. Charles Crest is with the group Stop the Violence 757.
One is too many for me. So what they're saying in the numbers, yes, we don't have 10 anymore, but we still have an astronomical number that it's almost week to week. We're losing someone between the ages of 30 to 15.
Nationally, the murder rate rose 30% between 2019 and 2020, the largest single year increase in more than a century. It's taken until this year for homicides to drop below pandemic levels. The data comes from about 30 cities of various sizes, and it also showed drops in robberies, aggravated assault, and domestic violence cases. Ernesto Lopez with the Council on Criminal Justice says the results are encouraging, but limited considering the variation city to city and lack of communities providing accurate numbers.
Homicide is influenced by a lot of local factors. In fact, we know that most violence can be isolated to specific neighborhoods within a city, so that it's essential for leaders to take time to analyze and fully understand local crime patterns while having a view towards more national trends.
I'm Will Waukee. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Storms early in the day, more chances as we head through the afternoon and evening. Highs today warming to near 90, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Our heat index in the mid-90s, our winds turning to the northwest. Storms tonight mostly cloudy and upper 60s. It's 66 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates Radio.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
We are so humbled and happy to have Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Flanagan and Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez on. I want to just say a big how are you guys doing? Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks so much for having us. I get to be with one of my favorite LGs with two of my favorite radio hosts.
Yeah, right, I'm so happy to be here. This is great. Thank you so much for having me.
This is really great. This is our dream. Haley and ours have dreamt about doing this forever. Hey, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, last night you were a big part of Native Women and Two-Spirit National Zoom. That was amazing, and I got a chance to watch some of that and see some of the play.
Thank you. It was so much fun. We had over 1,800 people register. We raised over $35,000. Of course, had Sharice Davids and Auntie Deb stopped by. We had organizers from all across the country who work on environmental issues, like Jade Begay, and folks like Leish Kozlowski from Minnesota, who's a state representative. I think you could just really feel the momentum and the excitement, and of course had the amazing Janish Meeting as our host. And people should get ready. We'll have a larger Native Voters for Harris kickoff in the coming weeks, and we'll just have so many opportunities for folks to engage all across Indian country. I'm excited, and I know that we're ready to get to work.
Yeah, we really are. Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, we were really happy and surprised, and then the 24 hours happened, and now I think our friend Vice President Harris has over $200 million in her coffers. Oh my goodness, we are just stoked here, and people are jumping aboard, and we are excited.
Yeah, I could tell you, she came to Milwaukee. I got to meet her on the tarmac. It was so wonderful to be able to welcome her to my state, to my city. And then she went and did her first rally. And the excitement in that room was palpable. I have to tell you, people are so excited to be able to vote for Vice President Harris. And she has been able to get dollars in the door. And over 60% of those dollars, that huge number that you just mentioned, those are first-time donors. Mm-hmm. And so when you're talking about people who may not have been engaged before, they saw Vice President Harris and they were willing to put their money into her campaign so that she can win this November.
Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, we've been our friend, I think, has called our friendly orange people and the JD person weird. And I got to get a T-shirt that says that.
I'm sure there will be some that will be printed. Of course, my my governor has absolutely been on the circuit and mentioned that that these guys are just weird, and I think that's right. And I also think that they're dangerous. It is very clear, right? They have said that they want to be in the exam room. They want to decide what books people are going to read. They want to prevent certain communities, Indigenous folks included, right, throw up obstacles to our access to the ballot box. That's weird, right? And it's dangerous. And so I think we couldn't have a better contrast in, you know, in having Vice President Harris be our nominee, who is a proven, highly qualified leader. Of course, she was a district attorney, attorney general, a United States senator, and also the vice president of the United States. And Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez and I know a little something about being second in command. And what that means is that you are a governing partner. And Vice President Harris has been a governing partner to President Biden. She is prepared. She is ready to go. And I cannot wait to watch her debate Donald Trump.
Exactly. Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, we've seen some polling lately, and the Republicans didn't seem like they got much of a jump after their convention, but we got a nice jump in a lot of states that are purpley like your own because of, you know, the way the districting's happening in our great state of Wisconsin. But there's excitement, and people like my producer, Haley, here, the Gen Zs are engaged.
You know, they really are. The Gen Zs are engaged. And you couldn't be a starker contrast with this as well. I have two kids that are 15 and 17, and my son's a senior in high school. And some of his contemporaries are going to be able to vote this November. And so they are excited now to register to vote. They are excited to vote for Vice President Harris. And there are many, many things within the policy arena that I think are very interesting to Gen Z members. And again, the contrast could not be more clear. When you're talking about environmental regulations, Donald Trump wants to get rid of environmental regulations. Vice President Harris wants to protect our environment. If you're looking at student loan relief, as somebody who went to school on student loans, my mom was a teaching assistant. My dad fixed telephones. There weren't a lot of money for me to be able to go to school. That's a big deal for folks to be able to go to school and have that student loan debt relief, be able to buy those houses, to be able to participate in the economy in a more robust way. And so I do think that Gen Z is going to be able to look at this and see that their choice for president has to be Vice President Harris. That's
right. Well, the contrast is there, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. You mentioned just a few things. There's many things, and it's great to see the state of Minnesota still a good 10 points for Harris ahead. And we have not voted for a Republican president since 1972, and I don't even know what happened then. That was Nixon.
Well, I think we've got a pretty good track record, but we're not taking anything for granted. And I think that this election, really, the spotlight will be on Indian country. We are strategically located in swing states all across the country. So making sure that you are registered to vote, the folks in your family are registered to vote, and that you're talking about the importance of this election. Project 2025 wants to do Trump's Project 2025, wants to do away with the Department of the Interior. They're not big fans of tribal sovereignty. Our existence is on the line. And I think today it is so poignant that the abortion ban, Trump's abortion ban, just went into effect in Iowa. That is also on the line for us. So you're welcome in Minnesota, our neighbors who need access to abortion. But let us be absolutely clear. If Donald Trump gets elected, abortion will be outlawed across the country. And that is why, as a mom of an 11-year-old daughter, I am fiercely supporting Kamala Harris for president, because I want her to have sovereignty over herself, the way that she's able to be governed, but also over her own body and the healthcare choices she makes in the future.
Well, I'm so happy and excited that you two were able to make it for the opening of the show. We got 2 minutes left, and Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, I want to give you a minute, and then I want to give another minute to our friend, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, to close this segment out.
So, number one, thank you so much for having me. And I couldn't agree with Lieutenant Governor Flanagan more. I'm a nurse by background, and the thought of having a national abortion ban, which is what Trump wants to implement, there will be no safe place for women to go. And that is terrifying to me as a clinician. We know that reproductive health care is health care. And that's what Vice President Harris is really fighting for. And I would say anybody who's out listening there right now, make sure you are registered to vote. Make sure you've got a plan to vote and talk to your friends and neighbors. Have those difficult conversations. Talk to them about what's on the line, because it is going to be so important this November.
Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, you're up.
This is the candidate who is all about freedom, our freedom to make our own decisions, to live the life that we want to live, to love who we want to love. And I am so excited, and you can feel the energy, right? 170,000 volunteer shifts, $200 million in donations. Get on this train. Indian country is so important to this election. And I know that we are going to turn up and turn out. Last night was just an example of it. We've got 98 days to get her across the finish line.
Thank you to Big Peenigie so much for being on and starting out the show. Have a great day. We'll see you soon. Oh, that was Lieutenant Governor Flanagan and Rodriguez. We'll be right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have our friend Derek DeLille, manager of Making Voting a Tradition with Native American Community Development Institute here in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. We are so happy to have you on. Welcome, as always. Ho-wa.
Oh, bonjour. Thank you for having me back again. Jawanung Benesi Indigo. Mushkazibing Nindun Jabai Dush. Gakabi Kong Indanungom. Maingun Indo Dam. I said Southern Spirit Bird is what the spirits know me as. My people are from Bad River, but I live in Minneapolis today, and I'm part of the Wolf Clan. Very happy to be with you today. I'm here in the beautiful renovated Indian Center located in our American Indian Cultural Corridor, coming at you live. I'm happy to be here, you guys.
Well, we are so happy to have you on, and we had a good start of the show. I saw you were in the bullpen listening to these two powerhouses, and What a way to start the show and get going and talking about making voting a tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did catch a lot of what those great leaders are talking about, and their talking points are really getting a little bit more energized these days, and I love it. What we're seeing right here on the Avenue and even into the reses, what we're feeling, let me say it that way, what we're feeling is a lot more energy and a lot more importance around voting. So maybe this isn't the best of times. I think it's a far cry from each other when you're talking about the left and the right. They are very far from each other right now. But I think for our program specifically, because of this energy, this is picking up really well, especially in Indian country.
Yeah, we were talking earlier with the two lieutenant governors and how Haley's generation, the Gen Zs, are really stepping forward and really excited with the vice president. And that makes me excited.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm picking up on a lot of energy. I have a few young ones myself in that age bracket, and there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of back and forth. There's people are at the table again talking about this. They're on their couches. They're talking about things and what is important to us. And I've always said, if we can be at this table and we talk about our important things, everybody at that table gets to learn. And when we disperse, we go to different tables and we bring all of that knowledge that we gained from this table to the next one. And everybody branches out. And this is the way that we've always done business as Anishinaabe as I am, but Turtle Island natives all across the board, this is how we do it. We talk, we deliberate, we find out what connects here to our hearts, what is real and what is truth for us. And if we get down and boil it down to that, I know from my observations, Turtle Island natives all across the map will vote very similar. And that's an exciting thing. So if we can get them out there, that's the key, is to make sure we get them out there to vote. Our votes are going to be very similar, and they're going to be, as Lieutenant Governor said, very impactful. We are strategically placed in very key states.
Absolutely. And we talked about this at the last presidential cycle and how groups like Make Voting a Tradition had helped sign up over 9,000 new voters up in the north in the reservations, how big a deal that is and how that affects local and national elections. And we do matter, and we're still here.
Yeah, a lot of our votes, when you talk about past elections, a lot of them are close. If you look back at the data, you can see plainly that there's slim margins. And like I was just mentioning, our votes are very similar. So if we can get out and if we can get out there and vote, we're going to make an impact. And those slim margins, I attribute that to Indian country. Absolutely. In many cases, my coworker Jolene Jones would say, mention about Standing Rock. And there was a sheriff that didn't do so well in the Native people's eyes. And they were running for re-election shortly after Standing Rock happened. And the Natives got out and they voted and they made sure that things happened. And it didn't go the way that they planned. That was a swing vote. And we made that happen. So it's evidence that we can make things happen. And I believe we can make things happen on a large scale like this big election coming up.
Yeah, that was very insightful for you to say that, because we needed to get Stenick out of Hennepin County, and we really supported Dave Hutch, and our prayers are out for Dave because he's run into some personal problems, and we put tobacco out for Dave, and he'd been on Native Roots Radio many times, and the community did support him, and he had a lot of great things to do, and he was a polar opposite, like what we're dealing with nationally with the presidential election. We do make a difference. I mean, Arizona, there's Michigan, there's these states that we may be 2-3% of the voting block, but we made a difference. We turned Arizona blue, meaning the natives.
Yeah. And I think there's another key to that. I think because our numbers are, as population wise, we have very small numbers. So we're kind of a sneaky vote. You know, they don't count on us. They don't have us in their data. We know this. We've looked at the data. So we do know that our numbers aren't there. So we come in, if we come in with a strong push, we're all of a sudden pushing numbers that were uncounted. And I love that.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. And we have, like we said, and what you guys do with make voting a tradition is you're constantly tabling and signing up new voters and giving out cool T-shirts, by the way. Oh, hey, Haley's got one on.
I had to rep my new Make Voting a Tradition shirt. Shout out you guys. You guys are, you know, like every powwow, even up at the Red Lake powwow, there was a Make Voting a Tradition tabling there. And it's so important just to see your guys' presence out in community. So big Pinagee, thank you for that.
Awesome. I love it. I see you repping that shirt. It's it warms my heart when I see that out there because it gives me a little bit more hope. I'm not short on hope, but it's always good to get a boost of that. And yeah, we were out at Red Lake. That's one of the things we try to do. I also saw you guys out there, which was awesome. First of all, it's a great time. We were accepted very well. Red Lake was very gracious and treated us so well. The biggest part of that is just to be out there and just to be seen. We know as natives, you have to be there. You have to show up a few times before some people will open up. And now that I've been around my program for a little bit now, I'm being recognized. I'm being received well. I'm being received openly and acknowledged for the work that I'm doing. And I want to believe that they're acknowledging the importance of the work that I'm doing. And there's not much, I don't think there'll be a bigger time for our type of program. I mean, this is a big time. Everybody's talking about this. This is all over the news. This is all over TikTok. This is all over Facebook. It's all over everywhere. You can't escape this. So it is a critical time for us to get out and really flex our power, which we have. I want every Native American to know that we do have power. We've just got to flex it, got to use it. And when we get out there, when we put ourselves out there, there's such a pride that comes with that, being a part of something that's bigger than you. I realize that this system was maybe not constructed in the way we would have liked to have it be constructed. It wasn't made for us in many ways. I realize that. I want to get beyond those facts. I want to build the pride and say we can do this and we will do this if we get out there and do it.
Right on. Hey, we're here with Derek DeLille, manager of Make Voting a Tradition, and we're going to be right back after this short break. Ho-wah.
News from the center, WRCE. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump spent part of his Atlanta rally Saturday criticizing Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp, blaming him for his 2020 loss to Joe Biden as he looked towards November in his matchup with Vice President Kamala Harris.
You have a candidate who is fake, fake, fake. On the other hand, you have a president who will fight, fight, fight.
The vice president meeting this weekend with potential running mates. She's expected to begin a swing state tour on Tuesday with her selection. Tropical storm Debbie getting stronger, expected to become a hurricane before it makes landfall in Florida's Big Bend region Monday morning, bringing life-threatening flooding, wind, and storm surge. And the world watching the Middle East, where Iran expected to retaliate against Israel after the recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. Today at the Olympics, the world's fastest man will be crowned. It's the 100-meter dash. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a rally going in the eighth but came up short. They lost to the Nationals on Saturday 6-4. Milwaukee starting pitcher Aaron Civale gave up 5 runs in 4 innings. Pat Murphy.
I think you got to give credit to Washington first, and then they put the ball in play off Aaron when they had to.
Although the Brewers have led their division, for some reason, they've struggled this year against losing teams like the Nationals, the Rockies, the Marlins. Out of 15 games, they have a record of just 6-9 against those 3 teams. NFL, Family Night, a success in Green Bay. 61,000 fans, quarterback Jordan Love.
Training camp has been good so far. Great practice going against a great defense every day. A lot of great competition, but that receiver room, tight end room, all those playmakers, man, they're looking great.
And former Packer linebacker Julius Peppers, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton.
Thank you to the people of Wisconsin and Green Bay fans all over. Go Pack, go. That was 3 of the best years of my life.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Storms early in the day, more chances as we head through the afternoon and evening. Highs today warming to near 90, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Our heat index in the mid-90s, our winds turning to the northwest. Storms tonight mostly cloudy and upper 60s. It's 66 at our studios.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Hey, we're here with Derek DeLille, manager of Make Voting a Tradition with Native American Community Development Institute here in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. We are we're always happy to have you on, and what a great way to start a Monday. You have a crew of people that make voting a tradition. Well, let's give those guys a shout out, Derek.
Yeah, absolutely. It's only a two-person outfit. It's me, I'm the manager, and my co-worker, Jolene Jones, who is the Minnesota coordinator. But what we do, one of the special things about our program is we really contract out. So we work with 30 to 40 plus Native Americans and BIPOC out in this very community. So taking that asset-based mindset and looking out into the community, again, here's the importance of presence and being out in community. You get to get a good view of who's out there and who wants to do some good things. And when you can see that, when you talk to the people that are about something, that are hustlers, they want to do good work for the people. That's all I need to hear. That's all I need to see. That's all I need to feel. When I feel that, that's when I approach in a different way. I want to approach the reservations in much of the same way. Not only that asset-based mindset, but also thinking about how I can come in a non-extractive way, in a non-prescribing way. I want to offer. And I know when we're talking to our Native people, we work like this. It's reciprocal. Mm-hmm. So once I offer, that begins. And that's just, it's a beautiful way to work, I think. I think it's the way we should all be working.
Absolutely. Hey, you mentioned TikTok and social media. When President Biden, supported his vice president for the presidency, Vice President Harris, I was like a little shocked, a lot of things were going through my head. But like your organization, Make Voting a Tradition, you get reinforced with good feelings in that you're not alone. And I was watching TikTok and people were spitting out a lot of great things. And I felt a lot better. Like when you guys table and talk about, you know, how we do have power and that we are in the game.
Yeah. I think that social media aspect is so huge these days. So do be looking. We're going to be also another strong suit of the program I work for. And the supportive organization I work for, my program will be partnering with McGizzy Communications. Look for some videos to come from the youth. We want them all written, directed, produced by the youth. And so that partnership is going to be something beautiful. It's going to be something fruitful that we get from them, because we want the videos from the youth. We want their voice to be heard. And I think isn't that our way? If I'm not mistaken, I think that's our way.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And we'd love to play those here on Native Roots Radio and amplify our youth, because, Haley, the young ones are excited, as we said. I know you're excited and you gave money, and I know you're kind of tight. So that was really cool to hear.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all about those small donations that really make a difference and can add up. And yeah, I think, hearing from our youth and hearing their experiences and hearing what they you know, are looking forward to or expect in a future of theirs. I think that's really important in our communities and in our culture. We talk about giving respect and credit due to those generations before us and what they were able to leave for us. But it's also our responsibility to listen to the generations younger than us and kind of help them build up the future, not only for us and what we're going to be retiring in, but their future for their kids and then their grandchildren. So it really is that seven generation type of mindset. And I think that's a great opportunity to hear the most important information coming from our next generation.
Yep. I don't think there's a better way. And that was said so beautifully, Haley. That is just, I mean, that's the way we are programmed. We're just programmed that way. It's a DNA level, and a lot of people don't understand that. It's either there or it isn't. And for our Native people that we know, that we frequent and meet, for us, it's just that way. This is just the way we are. So knowing that and acknowledging that and using that to our benefit is not only doing us proud, we get to be pride filled from that, but we also always think back. You can see it in our paintings, you can hear it in our songs, you can hear it in our poems. We always look back, and our ancestors are somehow looking down, and they have that smile, and they're so proud of us. And then we have to do the work, which we're here to do. Creator gave us able minds and able bodies that we can do this work, and we're so proud to do what we do. I know you guys personally, both of you, and I know how proud you are to do your work. And I know you believe me when I say, I am so proud to do the work I do. That's a good beginning. And now we talk about that effect and how that spreads down to the children. We come out, and the importance of being present at all events, if you can be. Come out showered, come out freshly geared, come out, rock your beads, put on your moccasins, do whatever you want so you can stand proud and watch the kids. They will look at you, they will watch you, and they'll listen. And we are the ones to show that future way. We are cutting that path. We know this. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody better for the job than me and you and you.
Yeah. Hear on that. And the young ones watch us, as you were saying, and just a good medicine that we bring in. I was thinking when you were saying that, is that how important to have somebody like Heather Keeler, state representative, and also State Senator Mary Kunish and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. When I was teaching high school, I always made sure that I told them how important it is that my kids can see somebody that looks like them in this role.
I agree fully. I think another strong suit of working for the organization that I work for is it always makes me think of art, that we do a lot of that. We work with artists. We nurture those relationships, and we keep and hold those relationships. And all of that art depicts us, Native people, and how huge that is to be able to look in a space and say, wow, that's Native. That represents me. That is so huge. And I might have mentioned it on the last time I was on the radio, but the fact of the matter is I am from Minneapolis. I was here as a young man. I was just a young boy, and this stuff wasn't around. I didn't see these things. I didn't get to look up to powwow grounds. I didn't get to see that. There was much different things on the avenue that them days. And so now to be able to see us more consistently is just a beautiful thing. And it is going to work for the kids. I know it. You can't break my belief on that. It will trickle down to the kids, and we're going to see more and we're going to see more and more and more development.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, as a teacher, I know for myself, I was a late bloomer, and it's not a race. And if we're consistent with our young ones, they will arise when it's their time. And I do truly, truly believe that you cannot force that, Derek.
Yeah, I absolutely agree there 100%. Me and my wife, we've got seven children. I've got two grandkids now, and that's amazing to me. I'm 50 years old now. I don't know how that happened, but I'm here now, and I'm ready for it, I guess. But I do get to see that the generations and see this trickle down a little bit into the youth. And it's such a beautiful thing. And it's, so I know if we can get things to move in that direction through the kids, then I gotta believe that make voting a tradition will be, it will be, it just will be.
What a great name too. And we got a minute left, Derek, and we really appreciate you stopping in on your busy schedule. I want people out there, we always talk about, an action that our listeners can take. One of them is maybe to support Native American Community Development Institute or make voting a tradition. Could you just let our people know how to get a hold of you or how we can get more information?
Maybe even for all the other, the non-brown people. I remember Lake Street. Oh, man, they came out after the riots and helped clean and all that good work, that good heart work. I wanted to say, where are you now today? We need you in the neighborhood today. We need you to support these businesses. We need you to walk these blocks and come visit us and see how awesome we are. We are an awesome people. We are an amazing people. You come to Powwow Grounds. You come to the Indian Center here, which I'm at right now. You will 100% be received well and treated very well. This is just the way we are. Come check us out. Come visit us. Come talk to us. Come build with us. Come develop with us. And, you know, come help my program, Make Voting a Tradition.
Oh, hey, Derek, Big Peeny Gigi, thank you so much for being on. What a great show, and you never disappoint. Thank you so much for being on.
Big with you guys, Penny Gigi, to both of you. I'm going to see you very soon.
Oh, you know that. Hey, Native Roots Radio, we'll be right back after this short break.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. And on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh.
How?
Well, Haley, we could probably do terrible the rest of the show, and this would probably be one of the best shows we've had in a long time.
Hey, they're all pretty great, but I do have to give, you know, a shout out to Derek DeLille and Lieutenant Governors Peggy Flanagan and Sarah Rodriguez of the state Minnesota and Wisconsin. It's just amazing to hear, you know, the new energy and the kind of like this new like fresh air and wind of hope for election season. And I think it's, you know, we're able to see that pretty clearly from voters.
Yeah. Well, after our show today, there's a Women for Harris national organization call happening. Do you have any more information on that?
Yes. So this is a new Instagram page. It's called Natives for Harris. That's N-A-T-I-V-E-S, the number 4, and then Harris. You can follow them on Instagram. And they, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan was on that Native Women and Two-Spirit call last night for Kamala Harris that had guest speakers, Minnesota Lieutenant Gov, Representative Leish Pislowski, and others, Deb Holland. And there will also be another Zoom meeting today, tonight, July 29th at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. This will be a special call hosted by the Democrats at the Democrats on Instagram and Kamala Harris. Hear from extraordinary women and get the latest updates from HQ, which is headquarters. Let's mobilize together to elect Kamala this November.
Hey, Haley, too. You know, our president now, yes. President Biden, is doing some, it's like the governor's off, meaning, you know, he is full speed ahead on speaking his truth. He's not running again. But, you know, he does not think that there should be immunity for crimes for the president. No immunity. You know, they're citizens, too. And the Supreme Court is really, really put themselves in a bad position by doing that, because they know the Democrats aren't going to go off and do something crazy, whether it's, you know, something bad or illegal, and not pay the consequences. The Democrats are too nice when it comes to things like that. The Republicans seem to be doing and saying whatever they want and calling it truth when we all know they're lies. And yeah. So it's great that President Biden's bringing these things up.
Yeah. I think this is kind of like, you know, Kamala's taking over the reins and, you know, running for election. And President Biden's plan to reform the Supreme Court is, yes. You know, to ensure no president is above the law. So this means no immunity for crimes a president committed in office. There is no one above the law amendment. And then also term limits he is trying to set for Supreme Court justices.
That would be awesome.
That would be a game changer.
Well, and the sad thing too, Haley, and you being young, and I'm only using that as an example, you being young, we used to think that the Supreme Court was down the middle. They read the laws the way they were supposed to be and came out with good decisions that were good for the people. What's happening now, and especially with the clowns that the orange one put in, mm-hmm. there's just an agenda, and there's not law. They're not reading the law. They lied. They could be taken off now for lying, saying that they would not change Roe. And I'm telling you, that's going to change this whole election.
Yeah, our Supreme Court has been very one-sided for a while here. President Biden's plan to reform the Supreme Court includes the president would appoint a justice every 2 years to spend 18 years in active service on the Supreme Court. 18 years. So how long can someone remain now?
Till they die.
Really? So there is no...
I mean, people have retired.
There's no limit?
People have retired when, and then shortly thereafter passed away. Yeah, there's no limit. It's for life.
Wow. Yeah. So that is, you know, we need some limits on that. I just, you know, I've been seeing so many different memes and videos of how ancient our Supreme Court members are.
Yeah. Well,
and, you know, that just, it keeps us back in those generations, in those eras where, there wasn't equality for everyone living in the United States. And this is definitely not a time or place to be going backwards in our Constitution at all, or making any of the same mistakes which we should have learned from our ancestors and those who came before us in those generations. This is a time to be moving forward and not retracting laws that have been put in place to protect American people.
Exactly. Hey, we're so excited to, you know, we talk about this on Native Roots Radio a lot, but to have a president like Kamala, you know, coming up, somebody that looks like what this country will look like in another 20, 30 years, you know, and I think she brings so much to the table, and I'm sure she's learned a lot. You don't stop learning, but becoming vice president and seeing how President Biden does things, and President Biden's been, you know, in the game for 50 years. So this was all orchestrated in a good way, right after Milwaukee, the RNC, and then the timing. And I'm sure he had all his ducks in a row before he supported Kamala, you know, Vice President Harris. Yes. We are so excited. And I seeing the TikToks and then talking to you, you know, donating money, that just brightens my day and I think things are going to be all right.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of talk on the right side of, oh, people are just voting for her because she's a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there hasn't been any, you know, president that's been a woman, and look at where we are, you know, like, what kind of progress can a woman, you know, women get stuff done.
Yeah.
And this has been proven on, you know, many other political platforms. And
well, it's been proven on this show for many years. Right.
Right. Right. And then talking about our Native culture, we respect women, and, you know, we're led by our matriarchs and our family. And it's just, it makes sense coming from a Native perspective.
Yeah, I just I'm just totally excited for the future. And, you know, I'm going to have grandbabies here coming up Friday, twins that are going to be born, and going to be really excited about that. It'll be after the show, so I won't be able to be bursting in, but I will be taking pictures and and bursting in. I see my old friend Denise is on there, and Denise knows a lot about the trail that we've been on. And I want to say a big peeny geeky thank you to Denise that's listening in, and has been a good friend of mine since 1980.
Wow.
Yeah. You didn't know I was alive that long, did you?
1980. Right. But yeah, like you just said, we have our next generation in our family coming up. So that's why, you know, this election means, you know, a lot more.
Yeah, definitely. Well, again, you know, we want to just thank everyone for listening. What an exciting show. And we're really excited about the future of this country. And the one thing, too, that's really interesting and good is that when we put people in there with common sense, we can push them more to the left and they can listen. Just look at what Biden's done. He in his presidency, he's more progressive than, you know, Obama was, and we loved Obama. So other than that Standing Rock little thing, but that's something that, you know, the whole art of work and the work that he did for our people, we salute him. But we are great here, and this is Native Roots Radio. If you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestor. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.
News from the center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show on Monday, we will be recapping everything that happened over the weekend. I'm sure absolutely nothing never does. Join us. Don't miss out.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tropical storm Debbie gaining strength in the Caribbean and expected to reach hurricane strength by the time it makes landfall tomorrow morning, expected in Florida's Big Bend. ABC's Faith Abuba has more on the preparations in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Workers in Jacksonville clearing potentially hazardous trees. The storm expected to drench more than just Florida.